B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Remember last time how we talked about how great it was because we have Snooze and our girls sleep so good?
Yes.
Well, last night, my daughter is a good sleeper until she's not.
Right,
so she's
or regresses.
Right. She's in the room with us and she's in her bassinet. She's not in the snoo anymore. And I had to get up. If it was three times, it was 30 times. That's what it felt like, at least. It probably wasn't 30 times.
Right, but still feels like that.
But to put her back down. And I'm like, do I let her soothe herself or do I let her sit here and be disruptive to all of us?
and wake up the whole house. That's always a scary feeling, too.
Is it going to escalate? Mm-hmm. You have to like lie there half asleep and figure everything out. And so I just kept getting up. And so, you know, you wake up, it starts you off on the wrong foot.
It really does. And it's a little bit earlier than you want to wake up. You're getting broken sleep, which is the worst sleep because you're not getting to any REM sleep. And you just kind of feel like a skeleton walking around for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. I did read that if you don't get enough REM sleep, we know it regulates like your moods and your emotions and your cognitive ability to remember things, but it also affects your ability to speak, obviously, and your ability to regulate your appetite.
Yes, appetite.
So you're hungrier.
It affects your skin too. Mm. Like if I don't get a decent amount of sleep, my sinuses, this is just me. It's so weird. I will have like my lymph nodes will be a little bit swollen and my nose will be a little bit drainy that day. And I always come home and Anthony's like, are you okay? Are you sick? And I'm like, no, I just haven't slept. My body is, I don't know if it's coping or trying to react. It's trying to tell me like, hey,
it's
breaking down.
Allergic to no sleep.
We are breaking down. We need some rest, okay? Can you go take some actual rest, please?
You're chitty-chitty bang-banging to your home, to cross the finish line at home.
No.
Speaking of chitty-chitty bang-bang, I broke up. I woke up this morning. Hi. We're seeing some people walk through the hallways right now. That's another thing, too. When you're tired, you're super distracted.
Oh, for sure. You're distracted. And then also you feel like in a studio like this with a bunch of glass, you're in a fishbowl.
Yes.
So people are always walking by and you always want to say hi.
Yes, exactly. So in any case, I woke up. Doug was kind enough to take my car into the shop today, into the dealer, to get his little maintenance checkup.
Nice.
And I said, I'll take your car and get it detailed.
Oh.
From this really awesome place. I'll tell you where.
Wifey Award.
Yes, right? Well, I get in the car. I'm driving down the road. You know, I'm still kind of just adjusting. You kind of, sad to say, when you're driving out of your neighborhood, you know it so well.
You just go.
You could do it with your eyes closed or with the lights off.
Oh, no.
So I'm driving and I'm like, wait a second. Is there something? And this used to be my car, so I should know how to work it. So I'm like, wait, what's going on here? What's going on here? And the lights were not working.
No.
Because we always take, if we go somewhere at night, which we don't do very often, but if we do, we always take my car. So I'm driving his car with no lights at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, God, so unsafe.
Yes. And people
not to
are
make
saying,
you feel bad, but I'm just thinking,
no,
I'm like, you must have been freaking out in the car.
Unsafe. And you know what? I make it out of my neighborhood and I'm figuring out, I know, it basically like the dim parking lights were on.
Right.
So I'm getting used to the car. Like, do I just not have the right view? And the street lights are on, so you get a little light.
What
so you don't
button
realize
did I not
it.
Press?
Yes. And then, exactly. And then I realized, nope, they're just not working. So what I ended up doing, because then you're a little bit ways to work, would I go back and take my car and screw it the whole day or risk my life? No, it wasn't that bad because I was able to pull in the lights with the brights. And then those
you're
went
holding
on.
Holding them and driving
so
at the same time.
So I had the brights the whole time.
Oh, my God. Oh.
So I made it. And
I'm here.
Yes.
I've had no sleep. There was no lights on my car, but I'm here. Oh, my God, Roxanne. That is the worst experience.
The worst. So I woke up from the no sleep, but not in the way that you wanted to. So I've already peaked energetically.
Right.
It was about 3 hours ago.
Did you get into it with him?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I don't know if you and Anthony fight like this, but guys don't usually do this as much as women do, but it was about the car and the lights, which really, it's not his fault.
Right.
How would he know if he doesn't ever drive the car at night? That is a true statement.
So he
it's not like he's in the bars at night.
So he really had no idea, but you were upset at the
moment. Really had no idea. Yeah. Yes. And I was just emphasizing the point. I'm like, this is tough. This is a tough trek to work with a vehicle.
30 minutes.
With a vehicle that has lights.
Yeah.
It is a tough trek to work if you are sleep deprived. So we got into it, and then it can never just stop with what the issue is. It's got to turn into
this and that.
All these other things that have been festering.
Yep.
And
it's like it's almost like a spider web.
Mm-hmm,
almost, because mm-hmm. I go from the one issue and then it'll detract to these all issues, like a big circle and then another circle and another circle around it. And then we try to go back to the original point.
Yes, exactly. And so I think to myself, you know, you need to have someone in the relationship who doesn't react that way, which mm-hmm. is Doug, thankfully.
Right. Yeah.
And you need to have someone in the relationship who doesn't. I mean, I'm really bad. I'll just be like, that's it. Let's just throw it. Just throw in the towel. We're done.
We're done. Right.
Let's
now.
Figure out how we're going to divvy
this
up the kids.
Working.
Yeah. Whichever kid I like better. You take Daviana. I'll take Evelyn Jade. We'll just, nope. Switch. I'll have Daviana. Never mind. Okay.
That is so funny. No, it just happens, especially when so much is happening in your life. Yesterday, I came home, and my usual day, I wake up super early. Mm-hmm. I pack up the baby, mm-hmm. and I go to grandma's house to drop off the baby first. Then I come to work. So I'm waking up even earlier, right?
Can I back up a step? Yeah. What's that interaction like when you drop her off? Because we got to hit it and get it.
Yeah.
In the morning, do you even say hi to her?
Like, I say hi to her. I try to at least give 10 to 15 minutes because I don't want her.
Look at you. That's
right,
great.
I try my best
right.
because I don't want her to feel like
rushed.
I'm just rushed or I'm using her or I have to leave and I'm not explaining how she is that mm-hmm. day. So I try to get – so and I make myself a cup of coffee. She always sits out a to-go cup for me. I make a cup of coffee, and mm-hmm. I sit there, and we chat for about 10 minutes, but then
that
I'm out the
so
door.
That is so nice. Good.
Every morning, ever since I've had to
wow.
drop her off. So she's scheduled to be there for about 3 more weeks after this one, but then after that, she's starting at the same school as Aubrey. So – but this is – it's just an early day. So, you know, dropping off at grandma, waking up early, and then work all day. And sometimes I don't get home till about 1:30,
mm-hmm.
and by that time, because I have to go back and pick up the baby and bring her back home. I mean, this is a lot that's happening. Then we have to feed the baby and hopefully she'll take a nap when I need to nap. Yesterday we got into a fight because he's like, well, I have to take care of the baby when you nap. And then I'm like, well, I have to nap. And that was the whole argument. He was like, well, I'm working. And so I get that he's working.
Yes.
But also I need to have a break.
Yes.
And it's not a break from the baby or a break from him. It's just I need I need to sit down for an hour, hour and a half, literally every single
yes.
day and try to get some sleep and catch up on it all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So he was like, well, how am I supposed to work, take care of the baby, and then you have to leave to go pick up our other daughter? And I'm like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
This is just what's happening right now.
Right.
What do you want me to do?
Oh,
and so
gosh.
He was like super pissed that he feels like he's always taking care of Olivia while I'm napping. And I'm just like, I want to pull my hair
because
out.
He does Aubrey in the morning, too, for getting ready for school.
Yes,
right.
He gets her ready and drops her off and then he comes back home.
OK, so that's exactly the same scenario in our household where I know Doug feels like, oh, I'm super dad. I'll get to that in a moment. But where he's doing all the stuff in the morning, the routine stuff to get them ready.
Right.
Well, the nanny comes at 8:00.
Yeah.
Guess what? You have a nanny from... The whole, you know,
whole
he's still doing stuff
day.
At home and,
yeah.
you know, he's done then for the most part,
mm-hmm.
except for yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yes. He came home and I had one girl down. She'd been down for like 20 minutes. The other was fading fast. I let her watch a little TV.
Right.
It just is easier for the three of us to nap in bed because we're
it.
All like little puppies.
Yes.
Or I'm the big mama puppy.
Yeah.
And we keep each other warm.
Yeah.
So then they'll sleep
and
longer.
And they fast. Yep. And then they'll sleep longer.
And they'll get cozy. And yes. So I have one down and he comes in and he was like, hi, you know, and I think Daviana, she's such a daddy's girl, such
Aww.
A daddy's girl. She smelled him. She heard him, whatever it was. Cause I even said, I go, oh, your cologne smells good, whatever. And she woke up and the other one was almost down and you have no idea how tired I was.
Oh, God.
And I just looked at him and I'm like,
I'm going to kill you if you don't leave.
Here you go.
Yeah.
And normally I would feel guilty, like you just came home from work.
Right.
The kids are mine.
I don't want to throw the kid at
it.
You, but.
Right.
But.
No, you wake, you take.
Yeah,
goodbye.
Exactly.
Take her out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did. He took her. They ran whatever errands they did, went and got coffee, and gave me an hour to sleep. So what I do now with that hour, but it didn't work at all last night,
mm-hmm.
is I've started to say, that's when I start my clock.
Yeah.
So if I slept for 45 minutes yesterday afternoon for a nap. So I go, okay, that's 45. So then when I'm lying in bed and I can't fall asleep.
Right.
I tell myself, Roxanne, you already had 45 minutes of sleep.
Right.
So whatever you're going to get, if you're going to get 6 hours,
yes.
you're going to get 6:45.
Right.
But like you said, is that broken up sleep even worthwhile?
It's sometimes I feel like it's not. At the time, I desperately need it. But mm-hmm. looking back on it, it's just I'll take whatever I can get. If it's
right.
30 minutes, that's totally fine. Is it the best quality sleep? No. Is it detrimental? Probably not. Your body's basically just shutting down.
You
I need
shut
to
down.
Sleep.
You
exactly.
Just, you just now, if you push through it, some days we have to push through it, and then you probably get better quality sleep that night.
Right.
That happens to me.
Yes. That's what I've been doing. So because of the bassinet, because of the snoo that you recommended mm-hmm. for me, the baby is now sleeping through the night. And which is absolutely amazing.
I'm so happy.
Girl, I'm so happy too.
Don't you wish you could do a do-over with Aubrey?
I know, because it did not have, it was months and months and months of just disruption all the time.
It's first time mama too. You just don't even know what to do.
It's the worst. So basically, she goes to bed right now. She's 2 months at 10 o'clock. And mm-hmm. for some reason, she does not want to go to bed at a normal baby time right now. But that's okay. We're figuring that out. And then she will sleep until 8 a.m. But because I have to pick her up and take her to grandma's house, she's getting broken sleep. But on the weekend, she'll still sleep till like 8 or 9 a.m. in the morning. So I really feel like because of that, Anthony's getting way more sleep than I am.
I know.
I don't want to count hours.
I do.
And who's getting... I know. I'm like, dude, you go to bed when I go to bed after the baby, which is like 10:30. And then you're sleeping mm-hmm. and getting good sleep until like 7:30 mm-hmm. when you have to bring Aubrey to school. That is a long time. Me, I go to bed at 10:30. Let's say I got to wake up at 4. I need a nap. Leave me alone.
I know. It is so difficult.
Yeah. These are just examples of mommy schedules.
Yes.
Just two totally different schedules, but we work at the same place and we do similar morning shows.
Yes, exactly.
Time schedule.
And the mommy schedule truly is my work time when mm-hmm. I'm at work, that's covered by a nanny.
Mm-hmm.
When Dada and Mama are home together, Mom is in charge of those kids.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now, I'm sure Anthony just strikes me as this type. He's probably like this, but Doug is really good. He's the on the spot dad. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So basically, when we're home together, Roxanne, they're your responsibility. I got the one kid who's Daviana. She is a hold me and carry me around the house baby.
Right.
And so I've got her on my hip
mm-hmm,
the whole time. Is Olivia like that?
Not just yet. I'm trying to make sure if I can.
You're not going to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Smart. So I'm trying out the swing. She likes that. Hates the mama-roo. I'm trying to keep her up. I cook every night. For like an hour. So I want her to watch me. She likes seeing the lights.
That.
And then I switch. So I'm trying to. And then sometimes she cries and she wants me just to hold her before she goes to sleep.
Right.
And take a nap or whatever. But yeah, I'm trying my. If she is, then that's totally fine because she's super cute and squishy mm-hmm. and I'd love mm-hmm. to hold her all the time.
I know.
If I cannot do that, then, you know, that would be semi-win for me.
And believe me, when they get up to be 20 pounds-ish, like mine is now, then I'm like, why did I let her get
why
have
is this
habit?
Happening right now?
So she gets, I have them all the time. And Evelyn Jade, she, you know, I'm with her all the time too. And TV helps now at this stage where if I need to walk her in front of that, I'm okay with that. I'm not going to beat myself up.
Yeah.
Doug is the kind of dad, I almost said doctor, he's not a doctor, who comes in and he'll be like, okay, does she need change? Let me go change her.
Okay.
Oh, do you need a bottle? So he's almost like, we call him the butler sometimes.
He's the doer.
He's the self-imposed butler. Hey, does Evelyn Jade need a snack? Yeah, she does. Okay, I'll go grab it. But it's good because that's an energetic thing. And I don't have that at that time of day. But I will, you know, kind of lumber through. And so that's great. But then I've noticed, and this is one of our points of contention when we fight, because he's constantly, I'm sorry, Doug, spilling all of our business. But he is reminding me what a great dad he is and how helpful he is.
Yeah.
And I want to say, or I do say, you're making me feel inept. And I'm not telling you what a great mom I am because I'm also working a full-time job.
Right, right.
Because that just, you just don't do that. You don't come home and go, oh,
compare.
Look at me. I worked so hard. I mean, maybe I need to start doing that more.
Sometimes I'll do that with mm-hmm. Anthony.
I mean, sometimes
and
I
we when we were just talking about comparing hours of sleep,
mm-hmm.
sometimes that will lead into comparing work and work hours.
Right.
It used to way more back in the day, but it's not like who has a more important job, but it's like who is busy working the longest.
Yes.
And who's busier at that time. Like on air, super busy. I can't do anything. I'm super engulfed in everything
that I'm doing.
And
you're at a physical location.
Yes, but Anthony is, since he's working at home, and in sales, it's not on like the whole morning show thing is every, I mean, just like crazy amount of hours.
Mm-hmm.
His is kind of like on and off and on and off. So mm-hmm. I feel like he has a break.
Right.
He has these like little individual
pockets
breaks.
Of time.
Exactly. And it's different for us.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's just, woo, once we're here, it's crazy.
Yes.
Especially since there's not many people in the building right now.
I told Doug that too. I said, listen, I go, things have gotten so much tougher for us. If we're in the building at work, our workload has doubled mm-hmm. in some cases. Mm-hmm. So it's just a different, I mean, believe me, I'm happy to be employed.
Yeah, of course.
And
but there's
that,
just a difference going on right now with the pandemic. A lot of people working from home and people that are physically here. You know, sometimes we have to pick up the slack and do a lot more stuff.
Right, exactly. So did we have a topic we wanted to get into today, or did I just use it to complain about my stressful start to my day?
I did the same thing. I mean, we were talking about dumb arguments that you get into and comparing sleeping schedules and sleeping hours with your partner.
It sounds petty. It sounds petty, but it's life.
This is life.
Yes.
And by the way, I needed this.
Okay, good. Me too. I do feel better.
Yeah, me too.
Even still a little delirious.
I don't feel crazy anymore.
No. Just the normal baseline crazy for me.
Right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.